Donc là, c'est bon.
Là, c'est bon, on est tout on.
On est tout on. Est on. Tout bon. Les cartes, c'est bon.
Les cartes, c'est bon. Everything okay. is on. Okay. We got an hour right there.
C'est parti.
We got time right here.
On y va. What up, everybody?
What up, what up?
Welcome to Talk To Me Show.
Aha!
So this week, we're going to get started as usual. I'm talking like if we've been doing this shit for 10 years.
Yeah, we've been doing this for 10 years.
We're going to be starting with answering a couple questions. And then we're going to talk about what went down last week and what we have going on this week.
Mm-hmm.
And also some pretty funny stuff that we found out this week that we're going to share with you guys.
Yeah.
So first, let's get started with a couple questions. First, I want to thank everybody that have been dropping questions last week for the first episode of the Talk To Me Show. Make sure you drop questions again if you want us to answer for the up and coming episode next week. So just drop your questions and we'll try to answer to them. So this week, we're going to get started with Jimar Batitis. That's it. Can we see your Japanese work a little bit? Thanks. Ooh. So, yes, you can see it on my Japanese tattooing Instagram page. So, we'll put like the name somewhere here. I believe it's little B underscore
Japan.
Yeah, some like this. Hold on, I'm gonna pull up with it.
Yeah, put it up and show them, you know?
Yeah,
that way they can see
it
in real time.
This is it, little bit Japan. So you have the name out there.
Page is still loading. Oh,
yep.
There you go.
Page is still
there
loading.
There you go, you got it.
Time's up, so you can follow the work over there. And right now, what I have under this painting that I'm working on, like this samurai. So right now, you just have the outline, and I started a little bit of shading in it, but pretty much it's gonna be on Instagram.
Uh-huh.
Scam rats say, how long did it take you to make a comfortable living as a tattoo artist? How long have you been tattooing for? Much love.
Peace.
We talked about this yesterday when I was tattooing. And we figured it was
like 9 years around.
Nine years. Fuck. And it was crazy because I was saying yesterday, I was telling Sergio, like, it really feels like I'm a newbie in this game, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Aha! Aha! So it feels like I'm a newbie. And how long it take to make a comfortable living? It wasn't right away.
No. For sure, no. It wasn't right away.
Yeah,
a lot of struggle. A lot of hard times.
Definitely, at first, I wasn't making nowhere near as much money as what I'm making now. And I was not even enough to actually live, pretty much. I had the support of my back in the days girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to her, even if maybe she don't want to hear it.
Shout out to her, definitely.
Hell yeah.
So, and then it depends what is comfortable living, you know, like you can, if you live comfortably with like $50 a day, then like you can do this pretty fast. If your lifestyle is like pretty expensive, then it'll take a little longer.
Yeah. I have something else to say. Like, DDB has been like really positive too, and sometimes when like he had like people like against him or trying to like stop him in his way, in his path, he was always like, oh, okay, maybe this is not really serious, you know, I gotta keep going, I gotta keep like, you know, being focused. And I think this attitude helped him to go forward and, you know, not lose focus on his goals.
And yeah, don't even think so much about comfortable living. Just think about doing good work and everything will come in place together. Local media said, what's the best, funniest memory you have with Sergio?
Well, we have too many, bro.
It's too many memories.
Too many, man. I don't know.
Because actually, you can leave Sergio and me in a room that's empty and we're gonna fucking talk shit, start having fun. And
we're gonna have fun. Like, we're gonna have fun with the walls or anything there is in the room. Even if there is nothing, we always
gonna
have fun.
You can't leave a blank wall. We'll find something funny about it and take something that small and make it big like this. You know, sometimes we pick up a line or someone say something funny and for the fucking entire, like, 3 weeks, we're gonna repeat this nonstop. But fuck, what's a funny memory? There's too many. If you have to pick one.
I don't know, man. There's
You know what? I'll just say the day Sergio threw up on my back in Indonesia.
Oh, man. That shit was... Nico was there, too. Shout out to Nico.
Bro, just let's say we were all sick. Nico, Sergio, and me. We ate the wrong food. And it was fucking awful, you know? Yeah, and we were all throwing up. And Sergio fucking blew up and threw up in my back. And I literally felt crazy. Like someone threw a bucket of fucking hot water in my back.
Oh, my God.
It was disgusting.
It was crazy,
but
man.
But afterwards, that was probably some of the funniest shit ever. Because the scene was just...
unbelievable, yeah. Man. It was a movie scene.
That's not, that was fucked, though.
So nasty.
Lisandra Quiroz say, how old are you? Sergio, how old are you?
I'm 33.
Like our state, Bordeaux.
Uh-huh, represent. 33.
And I'm 28. I just turned 28 about like 2 weeks ago. Joy A said, Sergio has to tattoo Lobby. So I'm saying, dog. Like, people is talking, bro. Vogn Doyle. Sergio, if you did tat Lobby, would you be more comfortable picking out the tat rather than Lobby choosing? Lobby, when are you going to tattoo Sergio again? Wahane, playboy.
I mean, definitely, I will be comfortable picking the piece, you know, if I have to do a tat on Lil B, you know, not something too complicated. So, that's a yes. And...
when am I gonna tattoo you again?
I don't know. Whatever you want, bro.
I think, like, we're gonna go to France in March. I might tattoo you, like, when we go to France.
Mm-hmm. What are you gonna do? The leg on the back?
Ah, this, my friend. This, we cannot... I can't disclose informations yet because I'm not so sure. We might knock out that bag though. Uh-huh. JWalkHC say, let's say it's been 5 years of tattooing. Would you personally prefer working at a shop or have your own studio? I'll answer, let's say if it was 48 hours of tattooing, I'll still fucking prefer having my own studio. I don't know, like, there, I guess there's different things. I think there's a lot of charm to, like, it's nice to work at a tattoo shop because it's different vibes. It's kind of like a barber shop, you know, like, I guess. But for me, it's just not my steez, you know. To be very honest with you, I don't really fuck with the tattoo community like this. I have, like, one or two friends that are, like, tattoo artists. Actually, like, one is Nico, you know, and then one is Miguel. And then after that, I mean, I say hi to some guys and shit, but I'm not tight with anybody like that. I don't know, bro. Like, I'd rather be, like, sticking to doing my own shit on my own ways and keep it underground, you know?